Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dale Funderburk, professor of economics today at M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, came across a CNN article about the Texas economy, saying, pretty strong despite the fact that oil prices have been dropping like a rock.
An interesting thing is that given, and when you say like a rock, if you think only a year ago, oil prices were up there at 100. Today, they're closer to 40, about 42. Mm-hmm. That is quite a drop. And the Texas economy actually has held up quite well during that.
Unemployment at 4.2%, and that's actually down a little over the same period of time.
And stronger than the overall economy, where that if you go back to the last similar price collapse in the 80s there, the Texas unemployment rate soared above the national rate at that time.
Yeah, I had forgotten that, but it said at 9.2% in 1986.
Yes. Wow. At that time, now I see some comparisons there of the price drop. Actually, at that time, the price drop was a larger percent drop. It started around 27 to 30 and dropped to 10. But it did clobber the Texas economy, and including housing.
Still, not to be Pollyanna-ish about this, but energy jobs are down by 27,000 jobs in the last year. So, I mean, it's
it has, but at the same time, if you look at areas such as health care and education there's been a sufficient expansion to cancel that out. In fact, we've had some job growth.
Then there's the feeling, somebody said, that we're seeing slower job growth, and that's a sign maybe that the economy is reaching full employment. What do you think about that?
I read that, and I discounted that pretty heavily there. I think that's maybe some wishful thinking.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Dale Funderburk, and Dale is a professor of economics at A&M Commerce. Dallas Fed bringing in a new person as the president. His name is Robert Kaplan.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the previous president retired and left in March, and so now the new president will take over in September. He comes here from actually the Harvard Business School, and before that he had been a senior executive at Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, so obviously, as you would expect, pretty nice credentials here. But what do you know about him as far as philosophy, his reputation, and so on?
The thing I think that people pay a lot of attention to is, having been at Goldman Sachs, he does have an understanding of markets, and that is critical for Federal Reserve presidents and, as a matter of fact, members of the Board of Governors.
Mm-hmm. Now, the previous Dallas Fed president, Richard Fisher, recently retired. We talked about him a while back, and he turned out to be kind of a pistol. He was quite a entertaining guy, and some of the things he had to say.
There was nothing boring about Richard Fisher, and I thought he was a strong president there. Certainly wasn't afraid to dissent from the rest of the Fed in policy decisions. So again, I thought a strong leader, and he built up a strong bank in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. So the way this works is that there are branches of the Federal Reserve all over the country, and all of these guys sit at a table, and they don't necessarily have an equal vote.
That's correct. When the policymaking group, the Federal Open Market Committee or the FOMC, they're the ones who do the interest rate things. When they have meetings about every 6 weeks, all 12 of the Reserve Bank presidents will be at those meetings. But only 5 of them are voting members. And so the president of a Dallas Fed is on a rotation to where that person votes once every 3 years. Interestingly, and probably a good thing, the new president will not immediately move in and be a voting member, because this is the year that Dallas is rotated off that group.
Mm-hmm. So it's not because he's new, it just works out that way.
Yeah, it's just luck of the draw, I guess you could say. Year after next, he'll be a full voting member. And again, the way that it works is that the governors of the Federal Reserve System, and there are 4 when the board is full, there's 7 there, They have 7 votes, and the bank presidents have 5 of them. Now, the New York Fed president is always a voting member. The other 4 rotate.
Yeah. Well, are they, I guess they're going to be making a decision about interest rates before long?
As a matter of fact, I think most people are going to be, or most careful watchers of the Fed are going to be surprised if we don't see rates start going up a bit. That after about a decade of keeping them absolutely on the floor, the current chair, Janet Yellen, has been making noises of look for them to start moving upward.
Mm-hmm. Is that maybe one of the reasons why the stock market has been in such a funk the past few weeks?
I think that has to be a part of it. So I would say that's one factor. There's some others there. The economy just still, all the way back to 2007 when we went into the recession. Mm-hmm. The recovery has been pretty anemic there. There's just not been a lot of excitement, nothing to whip that up. And so it's part of an overall malaise, I think we have.
Oh, there's that word. The psychology of the stock market.
It's beyond me.
It is unbelievable, isn't it, really? Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
My pleasure.
Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce. We're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.